Hi, it's Nina at Smyrny Outdoors here. Good afternoon, Audio Boo. I've had an interesting day today. Those of you who follow me on social media and on Twitter and things like that will know that the last couple of weeks have been trying, to say the least. We've had all manner of breakages and stresses heaped on top of that. Car windows have broken, cars have not started, showers have not worked, routers have needed replacing. So the last couple of weeks have been incredibly expensive at a time when we really didn't need it. And we're hoping to be able to settle down and focus on our preparations for our big day next week, which will be subject to a little bit of a log boo that I will record separately. And just as we thought things were settling down again, our cat Jack had an issue. Jack was run over and very severely injured back in July. He broke his pelvis, or shattered his pelvis in several places, and has had to have it rebuilt. There are now pins and plates inside him, and one of the side effects of that has been that his hip has not healed in the correct shape. So instead of it being his pelvis being a round shape, which the colon passes through, sorry for the detail, it is more of a compressed D shape. This brings with it certain challenges, which involve poor Jack being fed lactulose at least once a day, together with liquid paraffin, to enable him to pass his poos. A couple of months ago, there had been a build-up. We didn't realise what had happened because it was the first time that this occurred and the situation was diagnosed at that time, and he was really quite poorly and we nearly lost him again. So we know what the telltale signs are, and yesterday the telltale signs reared their ugly head. He went off his food, he was quite lethargic and has had hard lumpy bits in his colon. So off we went to the vet this morning, and sure enough, he needed treatment. Thankfully, it wasn't as far progressed as it was last time, so a little anti-inflammatory injection and an enema up the bum, and all is well. The vet informed me that he would probably have diarrhea within the next half hour, and if he did, this would be perfect, as that's the result we're after. Well, he did, about 2 minutes after we pulled out of the car park, and I still had 20 minutes to drive home. I nearly fainted. Not my greatest moment, but Jack is well. Goodbye for now.